What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Salt Check Podcast. My name's Bryce, aka Bruce Jablanca, and I'm here with.
Caleb or War Monkey 75?
Do you want to
No.
introduce your guest?
No.
That's shit ass.
This is shit ass. So, guys.
If you didn't see last episode, go check it out. Comes out on the 12th. We do these, we're gonna do every Friday going forward. But today, we are doing trivia. We're doing our top 10, which today's top 10 is top 10 legendary Pokemon slash mythical Pokemon. And then we have a new segment today called Dream Team, where pretty much we made a team of four Marvel characters that we thought would be really fun to see in a team. So, do you want to do your trivia?
Yeah.
Today's trivia isn't just any kind of trivia. Today, you have to tell me the top 10 top-selling Nintendo Switch games of all time.
Oh, God. Okay.
This is, I wouldn't say it's hard. You just can't really overthink it.
Okay.
So,
Well, I have two guesses right off the bat. I'm pretty sure number one is 8 Deluxe.
yep, with 57 million copies
Yeah.
sold,
Just 'cause it's been out since like 2018 or something crazy.
and it comes with the Switch most of the time, so.
Yeah. It's like the Switch's Wii Sports, like the reason that sold so many copies.
Yeah.
And they're both great games. I think Mario Odyssey's up there.
Is number five,
Okay.
26.95 million copies sold.
I couldn't give you like a specific Pokemon game. I know Pokemon is pretty general. I think Sword sold more copies though.
That a guess?
Yes.
Sword and Shield is number six on this list
Okay.
with 26 million copies.
Okay. That means Violet, Scarlet and Violet probably won't be up there. Oh man. I don't know which one it is, but I'm gonna say Animal Crossing.
I guess I'll give it to you. Animal Crossing New Horizons is number two. You're
Okay.
gonna have to be more specific than that going forward, though.
That makes sense.
That's 4 out of 10 so
I'm
far.
gonna say Smash Bros. Ultimate.
That's number three.
Okay.
Animal Crossing had 43.3 million copies sold. Smash had 32.4.
Okay. Yeah, 'cause I don't know like the specific Animal Crossing names.
That's fair.
I was gonna say New Leaf, which came out on like the 3DS or
Probably.
something, so
I think this is the only Animal Crossing that's come out on the Switch. That's why I just gave it to you.
okay. Let's see, how many do I have left?
Five.
Is it the bottom five?
You have 4, 7, 8, 9, 10.
4, 7, 8, 9, 10. Why do I feel like this is not a guess, but I feel like one of the Splatoons are up there, but I'm pretty sure the first one came out on Wii U. But I also remember the second one was like kind of a flop, but a lot of people bought it, I want to say. So,
That your guess?
yeah.
Splatoon 2 is in 15th place
Oh,
with 13.6.
okay. Well, here's another game that I don't remember. I know it's Metroid, but I don't know like the specific name behind it.
There are no Metroid
No Metroid.
games in the top 10.
Okay.
Let me see if I can figure out where the last Metroid.
Because I know like one came out recent recently, and a lot of people were hyped about it. If I sound dumb, Christ, dumb today, I'm like a little under the weather.
Metroid Dread is in 41st place,
Oh, yikes.
but
Okay.
did just come out.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It came out December 31st, 2022. So
Oh,
it kind
yeah.
of flopped.
It had time.
Pardon. Anyway,
Well,
don't overthink it. That's all I gotta say.
I was gonna say Fire Emblem's gotta be up there.
There's no Fire Emblem in
There's
the
no
top
Fire
10.
Emblem up there? That's crazy. But there's not like Star Fox up there either.
No Star Fox. Fire Emblem Three Houses is in 34th place.
Man. Let's
I'm
see.
guessing America does a lot of copies sold for the Switch. At least it seems like it. Like Fire Emblem isn't that popular in America,
Yeah.
but
Is Mario Maker up there?
no Mario Maker.
Like, I also don't know like the names of any like Super Mario games. The last one I played was New Super Mario Bros. But that's kind of what like evolved into Odyssey though. So
So, Super Mario Maker 2 came in 22nd place.
okay.
You were close with that new Super Mario. Just don't overthink it. So if there's a new Super Mario Bros. Wii,
I was gonna say, is there a new Super Mario Bros. Switch?
technically it's new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe
Oh.
in 10th place
Okay.
with 16.7 copies.
Okay.
You're missing 4, 7, 8, 9. You're just completely missing like a super big franchise.
Was the how did the Olympic Games do?
On the top 10.
Dang. I know they came out with one like 2 years, maybe a year ago.
Let me look.
Did a new no, it was more of a remastered Luigi's Mansion that came out.
Yeah, that is not a top 10.
Yeah. I don't think any Donkey Kong games came out.
Luigi's Mansion 3 is in 16th. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is in 29th.
Oh, one of the Legends of Zelda's has to be up there. It's one of the free roam games. I don't know if I could tell you the name of it though.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tell me the name of it.
I'm guessing that's number four. It's obviously not Ocarina of Time. It's not A Link to the Past. It's not.
Gonna look this up before I like blab nonsense.
Okay. Is that. I'm guessing it's. I can, like, I've played it once. I've never owned it. And I know there's, like, two parts to it, too.
The Link in Smash Ultimate is the one from this game.
Yeah.
So you're missing two Legend of Zelda games. You're missing a Mario game, and you're missing a Pokemon game.
Is Pokemon Let's Go Eevee and like Pikachu up there?
Not in the top 10. Pretty sure it was pretty close to the top 10, though.
And then is Scarlet and Violet up there then?
Scarlet and Violet is seventh with 23 million copies sold.
Kind of expected them not to be up there.
Let's go. Eevee and Pikachu is 12th.
Oh, okay. Dude. Another Mario game? That Mario Rabbids crossover, I don't think did very well.
I want to say I saw it in the 30s when I was just scrolling through it.
I could not tell you the name of these Legends of Zelda games, but I know they, like, I can see them in my brain. I just don't play them.
I'll give you the dub if you can think of the Mario game. I mean, you're at seven anyways, so I'll probably just give it to you anyways, but it's a pretty large Mario franchise.
Gotta, maybe there's like a Mario, is it Mario Golf?
Don't think Mario Aces did very good or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Mario Tennis Aces came up, it was in the 30th spot.
Yeah, all I want to say is like Ocarina of Time, but it's not, because that's a way older game.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like get so angry when you tell me what it is, because I know what it is. Just hoping it'll come to me at some point if I stay quiet.
Give you one more guess on the on all of them, and then I'll reveal them. So you can either pick if you want to guess the Zelda game or the Mario game.
It's like,
I feel like you're gonna facepalm to the Mario more than the Legend of Zelda, to be honest. If you don't get it.
Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. No, there's one that's like Ganon's Revenge or some. I don't know, man.
This Cherry Freeze Prime is really good.
Think so?
It's super good.
It's better than Blue?
It might be. I just think it has more flavor. Like blue's pretty like flat blue raz, but this is like giving me a lot of different flavors. Tastes like one of those like water. Remember the flavored waters that come in the water bottles that just looked like water, but they'd have like
Oh
wild berry? Yeah.
Okay, I'll just take the L on the last three, but give me like the first word of the titles.
Which one? The Link one?
Yeah.
You're gonna get it.
I will.
You're just gonna take the L on it. You're
Yeah.
gonna get 7 out of 10. All right. Yeah, that's fair. Legend of Zelda Breath.
Breath of the Wild.
Yep. That was fourth.
That
Had
makes sense.
31 million copies sold. Legend of Zelda Tears.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yep.
Wow.
With 19.5 million copies sold. Do you want to know the Mario one?
It's gonna be like Super Strikers.
Super Mario Party.
Oh, wow.
19.6 copies sold.
I have not.
Million, not just 19 copies.
Yeah, no, I haven't played Mario Party since the DS.
It came out with the Switch, not in it, but with it, like the same time period. And I remember when I got my Switch, I got the game with it, so I played it. 7 out of 10. It's pretty solid. I feel like I would have missed some. I think if I thought really hard, I would have got Breath of the Wild. You earned yourself a Pokemon Violet to put on your
Let's go.
thing.
Add it here.
It's almost like I never put it in my Switch. You should put shit ass on your shelf. I bet it would stay up.
Think so?
No.
It there for now.
Cool. Well, that was trivia. I think I'm gonna do more things like that, like top tens, just because they're easy. I don't have to do much research.
Yeah.
Right. Next, we will be doing our new segment called Dream Team. Pretty much the way I explained it to Caleb when I brought it up was think of like Marvel and then think of like four superheroes that would make sense. Not make sense, I guess, but it'd be fun to see him be in the same team. And I know Caleb did like a kind of based off like the Fantastic Four type people. So if you want to go first, go for it. Thanks for watching, guys.
All right. So my Marvel Dream 4. We kind of talked about it last night, and we're choosing like all
Yeah,
heroes.
because initially I thought we could do heroes and villains, but we can do one with just heroes, one with just villains, and then a mix in the future. So, yeah.
And then who's your guess about this
I'll tell you
person?
after.
Okay. So I've got my bulk. Like my thing, like the strong heavy lifting guy, and for that I wrote down King Groot. I was like, what's a funny bulky character that's not the Hulk or the Thing? And I was like, oh, King Groot. So he's massive, he's cool, but he's got other things. He can do branches and all the cool Groot stuff. So I was like, that'd be kind of neat. And then for my sorcerer slash my human torch, I've got Gambit, because I was like, well, who can I just kind of throw in there that'd be kind of weird? Originally, I had Ghost Rider, and you said not too overpowered, so I took him out because he's goated. And I think Gambit's not like godly, but he does cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would have probably accepted Ghost Rider. I more so meant like Scarlet Witch after reading the book, or
Oh,
like,
yeah.
or like three-eyed Doctor Strange or something like
Sure.
that.
So, I mean, Gambit or Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider was my original one. But still, like, I thought of Human Torch because he's like, he doesn't really have, like, a thing. He just kind of hits hard, but he's not the bulky guy. And then as my stealthy slash like sleek person, my invisible woman, I've got Symbiote Spider-Man, and that was where I was like, I don't know if this is a villain or not,
That's fair.
because like Spider-Man's a good guy, but Venom's not.
Yeah.
But I feel like sometimes he's got like enough control.
Yeah.
But also, if he does kill someone, it's like, what's the rest of the team gonna do? Especially if like it's Ghost Rider, then it's like,
Yeah.
oh. But yeah, like I was like, he's got good morals. It's just,
Yeah.
and then my smarts, my Reed Richards, my leader, I got Beast. I was like, who's smart, but not OP? I was like, huh.
Fair enough.
I thought of the obvious, like Charles Xavier. I thought about putting Iron Man as my leader. I definitely considered Cap or Reed Richards, but I was like, eh, they're leaders of other things, but
Yeah.
Beast really isn't like a leader of the X-Men. Xavier takes that spot, but I think he's smart enough to be a leader, so.
Yeah. It's pretty solid. My guess was Deadpool,
Oh, okay.
because he's not really a hero or a villain.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, me make sure I have all these in the right spot. Yeah. All right. So, my team. I was thinking of making this like a crazy ass team, like with just a bunch of different stuff. But
Yeah.
my inspiration is it'd be funny if this was like a street level like faction that just took on like Spider-Man like villains pretty much.
Okay.
So I did the positions a little bit different than you, but my leader is Daredevil,
Okay.
because I feel like Daredevil is just like that guy with street level type stuff.
Yeah.
And like he might have been like a leader at some point, like him and Elektra are usually together, but
Yeah.
like I don't think I've ever really seen Daredevil lead a group of people before, so I feel like that'd be fun. My brute, and you can take this how you want it, I have Ant-Man, because he can turn into Giant Man
Yeah.
or Tiny or however you want him to be. But I feel like he'd be a funny personality on the team, especially if it's like Paul Rudd's Ant-Man.
I almost put him as like my stealth.
And then what's a street level team without a Spider-Man? But I wrote down Miles Morales as
Okay.
my Spider-Man of the street level group, because I just feel like the personalities would just like mesh really funny,
Yeah.
honestly. And then I wrote down two different last people. My first one is Yelena,
Okay.
because she's a pretty good brawler. She can be like that spy type person on your team. And then
Yeah.
I also wrote down Shang-Chi,
Okay.
because who doesn't want to see Shang-Chi fight people?
Yeah.
The martial arts is just like insane. But I just, yeah, no, I thought that'd be a fun team.
That would be a fun team.
Especially if it was like MCU personalities. I just feel like those would mesh really funny, honestly, and
Yeah.
make for some like good team ups and stuff. So, yeah. Vote on which team you like better. Your team fucking blows.
Yeah.
But
Yes, I see how it is.
big whiny, big.
He's coming back.
No, he's not. If only you guys could see what position he's in right now. Anyways, yeah, vote on which team you like better, or don't.
Or don't.
Yeah. All right. And then our top 10 is Pokemon Legendary slash Mythics. We were initially just going to do Legendaries, and then felt weird to leave off some of the Mythics that were on the Mythic list, so we just did both. So, did you put honorable mentions? I put like three if you had any. I didn't know if you put any though.
I have two.
Okay. I will go first. This is not any really specific order, like honorable mentions wise, but my first one, I have Reshiram. I put Reshiram because I played Pokemon Black, so he was like one of my first legendaries I went after. 12th, I have Zapdos. At 12th, I have Zapdos. I just think he's pretty sick, honestly. And then my last one is Regigigas. I just think he's a really like goofy Pokemon. His like ability is dog shit though. So yeah.
Yeah. My honorable mentions, I've got Deoxys, 'cause like all the forms are cool, and he's like kind of a sick Pokemon. Just came from outer space. It's like one of the true like aliens besides like the ones that come out of the Ultra Beasts. It's like those are strange dudes. And then I've got Lunala. Just because Moongeist Beam is sick as heck. Because when you use it flies up and then it goes pew. It's kind of awesome. Every time I was like, oh, this won't do much damage, but it looks cool. So.
All right. So my number 10 legendary slash mythic Pokemon, I have Deoxys. I just think all the different forms of Deoxys is cool. You can like change it. Overall, just a sick design. I kind of went based mine off design, how they like fight in the game, and then nostalgia, obviously. So don't be surprised if I don't have a lot of new gen Pokemon on my list. But yeah, Deoxys at 10. I don't really have much else to say. Deoxys is cool.
I know someone's gonna be on your list. I'm guessing it's like the top two. I'll write it down. And then when you say it, I know it's gonna be on your list.
I think I know what you're talking about, but
I'll say it when you say it. At number 10, I've got Arceus, just 'cause it's sick. But the reason it's so far down is because it wasn't really obtainable until Legends Arceus. And then there was the Gen 4 hack flute that you could get in. I think it's called the Obsidian Flute, but I think that you might have been able to get it from like a GameStop event
I
for
was
like a
gonna
month.
say, I think it was an event Pokemon type thing.
So you could action replay it in, or I don't think it was obtainable in any other game
Don't think so.
besides, yeah, the end of Legends Arceus. So, but it's like the god of all Pokemon. So, it's just a big horse,
Yeah.
but you know, it can be any type. It's pretty cool.
Number 9, I have Lugia. Lugia is pretty sick. Just one of those like OG like Gen 2 legendaries that are just like so cool. And I had HeartGold, SoulSilver. I obviously went after Lugia like post game or whenever you can like go after it. And that was fun. I remember I think the post game legendaries were always like level 70.
Yeah.
So it was like goddamn impossible to catch them.
Yep.
So I remember having a tough time catching him. But yeah, no, Lugia is pretty sick. So I also did not like the mission to get to him or whatever. Like going into different
Oh,
caves
yeah.
and shit. So yeah.
At number 9, I've got Yveltal. Even though I don't really remember the X and Y games that much.
I wish Citrus wasn't aids to use,
Yeah.
because then I would be down to do an X and Y randomizer, but.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, it's kind of shapes like a Y, kind of goofy. But Oblivion Wing is cool as heck. Whenever I used it also like I'm a big sucker for life stealing Pokemon, hence why I like Leech Seed so much. Even though I hate it when it gets used against me. Yeah, Yveltal just flies in the air and sends out this dark red beam and just it's like, yeah, that's awesome. And then I'm gonna do it again.
You would like a sucker.
Ooh. Your turn.
Number 8, I have Mew. Mew is kind of hard to rank because, like, obviously Mew is like just he's that guy. Don't think I've ever used him in like a game not like Pokemon Showdown. But you know, Mew's sick as fuck. Cute little guy.
At 8, I've got Regigigas. Regigigas was also my first shiny in Pokemon Go. So I've got that. He just turns blue instead of gold. It's like cool. Yeah,
Whoa.
Slow start sucks really bad, but it's pretty cool Pokemon. Like, kind of the journey to getting them. You gotta get all the other Regis and then get to them, and it's like, oh my God, like, this is so cool. So.
Like if we made this list like earlier, it would have been like in my top five, just based on looks. He's just a cool looking Pokemon.
Yeah.
And like in the anime, he was sick too, so. Speaking of like movies slash anime, I have Entei. Entei was sick as fuck when we were kids.
Yeah.
He was just like such a badass, and like it's no fade to like Suicune and Raikou, but like I just like Entei more. Entei's just he just looks badass. So yeah, I know he's not like that good, really,
Yeah.
but none of the dogs really are,
Yeah,
so.
he's kind of on like that Heatran level of like, oh yeah, I got like this fire type.
Doesn't help that fire is like the most weak type in the
Yeah.
game, but.
Yeah. I feel like Raikou was always so easy to get and it was on everyone's team. Suicune was like such a pain to get that like
Yeah.
sometimes you just wouldn't even bother. It's like,
Yeah.
All right. At number seven, I've got Victini. And the reason Victini, like, is so cool to me is because when I got Gen 5, I think if you pre-ordered the game, you got
I
Victini.
think so,
You could
yeah.
do, like, a special event in-game or it was in Mystery Gift. But it was, I think it was the first Fire Psychic type, too, which was also sick. But it was just one of those Pokemon that I didn't know was gonna be like so cool to get, and it was gonna be like pretty much unobtainable after that. And I got one without cheating it, so I was like, oh, this is sick. Same with Meloetta, I got the Meloetta event, but I don't remember if that was like you had to get it in a certain amount of time either, but yeah.
Probably. That time period between like Black and White and X and Y, there's a lot of random gift bullshit,
Yeah.
so.
Yeah. I went to GameStop a handful of times and I have some of those event Pokemon in my Pokemon home right now. So, yeah, Victini.
Number six, I have Groudon. He's just like, I've said it before, he's just that dude. He's just a big fucking dinosaur, pretty much. And he's pretty weak, obviously.
Yeah.
Especially like the water, but like he hits hard as a bitch.
Yeah.
So he's just cool as fuck. So I'm a big
Groudon.
Groudon fan.
At number six, you probably know this is gonna be up here. I've got Lugia. Just 'cause when we were kids, we played Heart Gold and Soul
Yeah.
Silver, and he always mostly played Heart Gold, and I always mostly played Soul Silver, but it was like my second Pokemon game, and it was always like it's something so great about getting the legendaries in the games. It's like,
And
ugh,
then you're dumb as a kid, so you use the Master Ball on it instead of on like something harder.
yeah.
Yep. 'Cause I know my Ho-Oh is in a Master Ball. So.
But yeah, no, Lugia is just an OG. But yeah, I don't have much to say.
All
Sick.
nostalgia.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gonna get some flack for this because I'm pretty sure this is pretty high on your list, but I have Giratina at number five. I played Diamond and I played Platinum. But like I never had a huge connection with Giratina, but like he's sick, like his whole world is sick. His like ground form or whatever where he has feet, and then the floating form is sick too. And overall as a concept he's just really cool, so yeah.
At number five, I've got Mewtwo. I know a lot more people like probably like Mew over Mewtwo. There's one person I'm specifically talking about. Evelyn despises Mewtwo.
Why? Her Pokemon opinions are whack. Go watch our video with Evelyn
we
about some jank ass Eevee illusion bullshit.
But obviously, like the Pokemon movie, the Pokemon movie's huge for Mewtwo because
Yeah.
was created by like Giovanni and Team Rocket and all of them. Or wait, I don't know if they create. No, it was the group of scientists. Giovanni wanted Mewtwo, but I'm surprised that the armored form hasn't made it into Pokemon yet. So strange. But no, Mewtwo's kind of awesome. So.
Number four of Ho-Oh.
That's the one I guessed.
I mean, like, come on. He is my first legendary in Heart Gold. I still truly believe Heart Gold is like my favorite Pokemon game. The temple or whatever he's in to like walking up the stairs puzzle is just sick. Honestly, it's in my opinion a lot more entertaining than just like surfing through like caves and shit to find them. Obviously, it was a lot easier to get Ho-Oh, but that also helped. And like he was in the first episode of Pokemon,
He was.
so, and that was before Gen 2 was even a thing, really. So, because Ash was like, "What is that?" And the Pokédex was like, "I don't even know, man."
Yes, it's that. No, I don't know.
Don't know, dude, but yeah, that was pretty sick.
And then Ash said, "This is bullshit. I'm giving your
And then almost
Pokédex back."
died
Yeah,
in like
true.
24 hours of being a Pokemon trainer. Pretty classic.
At four, I've got Rayquaza. Along with Mewtwo, a very like iconic Pokemon. But it means a little bit more because Rayquaza was in Smash Bros. Brawl and you could fight it, and that was
Yeah, that
awesome.
was sick.
And I mean, Mega Rayquaza is also like a huge competitive Pokemon, but no, regular Rayquaza is cool. As Deoxys's enemy is like just a big flying dragon snake. It's just like nice.
Yeah.
And the journey to him's kind of annoying.
You should go watch our
Yeah.
Emerald. Pretty sure we both got the Rayquaza. It randomized to like some bullshit legendary, and then we
Yeah.
both didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Because it just took so long to get to it.
I
And I was
think.
like, I don't want any of my. I'm pretty sure he wiped like two of my Pokemon too and killed them. And it wasn't Rayquaza. Maybe mine was Rayquaza. I don't know.
I think mine randomized to like Raikou and then ran away or something like that.
Was
Like,
bullshit.
yeah, I know one of ours ran away.
It's not a very good production in our Emerald Randomizer, but you should go watch it. It was a lot of fun.
It's on our regular channels
Yeah.
every other episode. There should be
There
playlists.
should be a playlist. Number three, I have Kyogre. Kyogre's
Whale.
so cool. What?
It's a whale.
He is. Yeah, no, Kyogre's just sick. He's like a water type, which gives him an advantage against like most Pokemon, because water type, well, he's really like weak to leaf,
Yeah.
grass,
Believe.
grass and electricity. But yeah, no, he's just really cool. He's a big bulky motherfucker. So
Yeah.
yeah.
At three, I've got Zekrom. Just because, Gen 5 meant a lot. Because it was like the one that came out after we had DSs and stuff. We had them for a while, and I was like, oh man. And we did the thing where we usually get opposite games. So I had white, and I do like, I remember going to the tower, and then I can like picture the whole cutscene in my head, and I remember catching Zekrom, and I'm like, this is sick.
Looking on Black and White's, the story is just so good.
Yeah, and the music.
That too.
That came back for a while, and people were
It
like,
did.
this is awesome. It's
Yeah,
like,
it was so random too.
it's always been awesome. But yeah, no, Zekrom's pretty sick.
Number two, pretty normie pick. I have Mewtwo. He's just so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like the movie, he's in
He's
Smash.
in Smash.
His like X and Y forms are goofy, but like
Yeah.
I don't know. Mewtwo's just so cool. He's just that guy, and you know.
Very broody. Yeah. Jeez.
Curious to see what, yeah, I'm curious to see what your number two is, because I think I know what your number one is. All right,
All right. Okay, buddy. Let's see. Number two, I've got Giratina. That was my first legendary I ever caught. It was awesome. No, the whole my first Pokemon game was Pokemon Platinum. So
Yeah, you were lucky and you didn't get stuck with playing Pearl or
yeah,
Diamond,
I
which
know.
kind of ruined Gen 4 for me for a while. Diamond and Pearl is slow as a bitch to get through.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was just like, man, this guy's sick, 'cause especially using like Shadow Force, where he turns into the shadow and then comes up behind them. Like, that's pretty sick. It was also a move besides like fly, or I don't know if dive existed then. I don't think.
That might have been a Gen 5 thing.
Yeah.
I don't know though. Dive sucks.
Yeah.
The HM dive blows ass, so.
Still, Giratina's got its origin form where it's like turns into the centipede type, and like you give it the orb, and it's like, it's so cool. But yeah, no, it's sick.
My number one Pokemon legendary slash mythic is Rayquaza. I just think he's genuinely probably the best designed legendary they've done. At least up there. Like you said, Brawl, him being in Smash Brawl is sick.
Yeah.
And like, imagine if they made that game like 2 years later and it was like Giratina instead. That would've been pretty cool.
Yeah.
But Rayquaza was sick. Like the Gen 3, like Rayquaza, Groudon, Kyogre, like fight is just like so cool.
Yeah, with the little cutscenes and seeing their sprites.
Yeah, and then he's a floating snake. Like he's just badass, and he's so big.
Yuck.
No, I just genuinely don't think you can get better than Rayquaza, in my opinion. They don't make them like that anymore. So, yeah.
And no one saw my number one coming. It was
Say it.
number one. It's very on brand for me. Like, you see me and I say my number one, and you're like, yeah, you would like that Pokemon. That would be your number one.
You're just such a big Shaymin fan.
No, Shaymin's
But
cool.
not the sky form. The
Yeah.
really shitty one. God damn.
At number one, I've got Darkrai.
Shocker. Emo son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, Darkrai is just sick. It was also another Gen 4, like, what's it called? It's like the Action Replay, like, I think exclusive, because you go to the town in the top right.
They made legendaries so bullshit to get back then.
Yeah.
And I wasn't allowed to have an action replay, so.
I did get one, and
And then your
then,
parents took it from you.
yeah,
Yeah.
my dad goes, no, we read up, and it was like, it can screw up your DS, so we're gonna take it. Like, I didn't even know they existed until they got me one. So they like gave it to me, and I was like,
Cocktease Central right
it's
there.
like, I don't really know how to use it. And then
Yeah.
they, I wonder if they sold it or if they still have it, because I'll ask them. But
Interesting.
yeah, Darkrai's sick. It's the Pokemon of nightmares. It's a ghost legendary, which is also just cool. You can catch one in Legends Arceus, so it's like I finally got one.
I'm pretty sure I still haven't beat Legend Arceus.
Yeah.
I also didn't beat Brilliant Diamond.
Yeah.
That game was a fucking slog. God.
Yeah, so I haven't played Violet.
No. You just gotta be in one of those moods, man. And when I'm in Pokemon moods, I always want to play emulator. DS, 3DS games.
Yeah, you
Those are
just
just so fun.
speed them up and then
Yeah. Makes
play through it.
grinding so easy. Like, Sword and Shield was sufferable because the XP share was broken and you can just grind so
And
easily.
the candy, you give them like, I don't know, 20 large XP candies or like XL, whatever's, and they get to like level 70. And it's like, oh, okay.
Also complained the Pokédex was fun in Sword and Shield, but anyways, yeah, those are our top 10. Let us know what your favorite legendary is in the comments below. Yeah, no, thanks for watching this episode. It was a little bit of a different one. It's shorter. It's only gonna be like probably like 44 minutes long or something like
Wow.
that. We kind of flew through our stuff, so yeah, let us know how you feel about this. Like I said, going forward, all episodes will be uploaded on Fridays. So, see you guys next Friday.
See ya.